Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. McRae reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. McRae scores. Otis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Royals. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zdeb throws the ball into White, who tags Zisk, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer bunts towards first. Mayberry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Spencer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Lemon moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards right. Cowens fields it and throws to second to catch Garr for the out. Essien moves to third. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien scores. Bannister moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Steve Mingori now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zisk moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0 for 1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a line drive towards short. Patek catches it and tags out Bannister for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Royals, 6, White Sox, 6. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Essien for a passed ball. McRae moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens is hit by the pitch. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk is hit by the pitch. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Zisk moves to third. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Little now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-2 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards second. White fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Patek covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. It's 7-6, Royals. Laron Lagro now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to third. Otis moves to second. Dave Hamilton now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry strikes out. 1 out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-3 in the game. Zdeb takes first base on ball 4. McRae scores. Otis moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's 8-6, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards the mound. Hamilton catches it and throws to second to double up Cowens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Lamar Johnson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is hit by the pitch. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Gamble moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Gamble scores. Spencer moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 8-7, Royals. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Jim Essien. Larry Gura now pitching. Brian Downing pinch hits for Royal Stillman. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. 1 out. It's Royals, 8, White Sox, 8. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Soderholm scores. Garr moves to third. It's 10-8, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Garr. Bannister moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 8. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Royals 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamble hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soderholm is walked intentionally. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Downing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Soderholm moves to second. It's 11-8, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to third. Downing moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Royals 8. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Cowens reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Kansas City Royals, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.